نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, tonight is the night of the 10th of Zulhijjah 1445, Laylatul Eid. In English we will say Eid Eve. You know how you say Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve? So we have many non-Muslim listeners as well, so to make them understand, so we will say Laylatul Eid, the night of Eid, and for them we will say Eid Eve. So our topic tonight, we will discuss the importance of Qurbani, the importance of why are we celebrating this Eid al-Adha, and what are the challenges the Ummah are facing at a micro and macro level. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala chose Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best of the best. Surah 94 verse 4. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we elevated your name Mubarak, your name Nami Ismi Grami. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name also is taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So imagine who the master alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be. You heard Qari Naeem Sabna. So mashallah, infusing our hearts with the mahabba, the ishq and the love of our Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam. Almighty Allah mentioned such titles of the master alayhi salam, surah 21. And verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you are exclusive to the entire universe. You are the rahmah and the mercy, not only to humanity, but to the entire universe and creation. So brothers, just go from there onwards and see. People came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda and asked him, Ya Khalifat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the direct Khalifa and successor of the Master alayhi salam. Ayatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat of the noble Quran, 6236 verses, motivated, inspired you the most? What did Siddiq Akbar, what did Saniya's name? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu answer. He replied, Kul, kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Ya Allah, you said, everyone will practice on his disposition all the time. We are human beings, we are bashar, we have weaknesses, shortcomings, we will sin, Ya Allah. We will commit vices, Ya Allah. But you are ghaffar, you are ghafoor, you are sattar. You will continue forgiving us. He said that this verse inspired and motivated me the most. They went to Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, which verse in the Quran Sharif inspired you the most? What did Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar said, غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب Allah says, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ, He forgives the sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, He accepts the tawbah. Then he spoke about punishment. So my brothers, on these Mubarak occasions, brothers, sisters, children, all of us, we are guilty. At least go into sujood. At least raise our hands. And Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to make decisions in our favor. People went to Zunnurain. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu asked him, Ya Zunnurain, which ayat motivated you the most in the noble Quran? What did he say? Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafurur rahim. Allah Jalla Wala states, inform my beloved servants, I am ghafur, I am of forgiving, very merciful. Then Allah said, wa anna adhabi huwal adhabul alim. My punishment is very, very painful. People went to Fatih Khaybar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, which ayat motivated you the most and inspired you the most? What did he, Sayyidina Ali, say? Allah Jalla Wala states, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu wa min rahmatillah. That, oh my beloved servants who went beyond the limits and boundaries, we committed every vice and all every sin almost. Yet, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. People will criticize us, castigate us, see the non-Muslims, what they are doing to the Muslims. In various parts of the world, speak to Allah, O Muslim, O Muslima, and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. You said, chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins. When we were becoming Hafiz, there in Heidelberg, where I was born, and my Maulana Abid Sahib and them are teaching Maulana Wahid Sahib here in Welland, his class 30, 40, 50 years now, mashallah. My honorable Ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, teaching his more than 55 years. I was there with my honorable Ustad yesterday. So we Hafiz boys, 8, 9, 10, we used to ask one another, which verse you like? We were not even baligh, you know, 10, 11 years old. So I would say, Ni'mal Mawla wa Ni'mal Nasir, chapter 22, verse 78. The last line of the 17th juice, فَنِئِمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ, how excellent is Allah as a protector. وَنِئِمَ النَّصِيرِ, and how excellent is Allah as the helper. We never knew the meaning and the import and the message of it, but we just loved the words. My brothers, my message to you today, O esteemed listeners, how can it be that we are Muslims, but we never read the Quran Sharif daily? And I am not speaking only of reading Surah Yasin, Panjo Vepar Vadare Charivane. You understand? That also we just read Yasin, they say my money and my account must increase. The more to Quran is not only Yasin, you know. So every day, my brothers, sisters, children, we must read something of the Quran, speak to Allah. Ya Allah, what is your message to me today? Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah was a genius. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. In the year 150, the day Imam Abu Hanifa passes away, there in Iraq, that same day Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is born. Go open Muqaddama, Introduction of Hidayah, by Allama Marghinani, you will find it there. So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, "An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh." The people are children of Imam Abu Hanifa, in fiqh, in jurisprudence, and so forth. So, let's go on. They went to, Maulana spoke now about, mashallah, Hajj. I mentioned this previously also. Do we know what is Hajj? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma performed Hajj 65 times. A'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves and performed 1,000 umrahs and performed Hajj 65 times. Imam Abu Hanifa performed Hajj 55 times. That time walking on the camel, intense heat, 1 month journey from Iraq. Hazrat Pirane Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 50 times Hajj. When they asked Imam Sahib, you the great Imam, for what you have to go Hajj every year? He said, there's one verse in the Quran Sharif, and you will not find that verse attached to any other ibadat beside Hajj. Which is that verse? You know, we have a party. We sell watch, we sell clothing, we sell carpets, we sell all those electrical instruments, nafa alai, to make nafa, profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. So this Arabic you will understand. Liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. When you perform Hajj for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they will witness the nafa and the benefit and the gain that comes to them and accrues to them. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah, fa innahuma yanfiyani al-ithm wal-faqr. After umrah, perform hajj. After hajj, perform umrah. This umrah, hajj, it will erase and expunge and remove your vices and sins. It will remove the poverty also. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif, you'll find it. This Imam Abu Hanifa was asked, oh Imam Sahib, you are a genius. The ahadith are so many, but give us a certain amount of ahadith. We can use that as the constitution of our daily life. He said, the whole of deen, the entire of deen, comes down to 5 ahadith. Which are the 5 ahadith, brothers? Innamal a'malu binniyat. When we were in primary madrasa, maktab, we all learnt it. So remember, JC niyat, VC barakah. Make good intention, and Allah Jalla Wala will elevate us. And make the wrong intention, then Allah forbid, never mind, hereafter, in this world also, we will see the consequences and the bad results. So always make sure our niyat must be clear. But the problem today is, our intention many a time might be good, but in the process we do un-Islamic actions and we try and justify it. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi passed away two, three years ago, well in his 90s, 96, 97 years old. He wrote one brilliant principle of Islam, good in his book Al-Halal Wal-Haram Fil Islam, The Lawful and the Unlawful. He said, good intentions do not justify haram actions. Think about that seriously, brothers. See, today 2 million people are gone for Hajj. If you know the history of Hajj, I don't know from you, Umslanga, your people's number plates, I told you many a time, everywhere I see Noor, Noor, Zakir, my brother, yeah, Zakir. So I on my phone I got his name, Zakir Noor, you see. I told him also, see, yeah, Zakir Noor. He brought me now. I brought him and his family. So now, my brothers, what you see, that we must let this noor of Islam, the radiance, effulgence of Islam spread across the globe. We have the best, we share it with the rest. So my brothers, the problem for us is what? 2 million hujjaj. Study the tarikhul hajj, the history of hajj. In the year 92, I'm sure somebody from Umslanga was there. We were 4 million people in hajj plus that year. We only entered in Arafat 3 o'clock. And I even had my mother-in-law who was blind. And we had to push her in the wheelchair and so forth. See, brothers. But Allah accept our hajj. But what is wrong with us? We need to do some introspection and soul-searching. So the Shair says that what we're doing wrong is this. Hajj ki Kaaba ki bhi, hajj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So that is our problem. Hajj ki, Kaaba ki bhi, we made Hajj of Baytullah. Then we said, let's go check little bit. So somebody went to India, somebody went to Dubai, somebody went London, somebody went New York. Now all the salat, half of it missing, food we just eat what we want to. So when we do unda danda, things that are un-Islamic, then we try and justify it. Razi rahe Rahman bi, Allah also will be pleased, Allah forbid. And khush rahe shaitan bhi, and Satan, shaitan also will be pleased. Shaitan will be pleased, Allah will not be pleased. That is the lesson we must learn at all times, all places. Tomorrow, we know 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people celebrated Eid already today. We will celebrate Eid al-Adha tomorrow. We will wear our best clothes, the best perfume. We will listen to wonderful lectures. We will cry in our dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah and Palestine. But then how will we spend our Eid, my brothers? Think about it. Then some of us will go even to certain haram places on Eid day. Think about it. So pani pher diya, you see. The good deeds we did, we were fasting, we were crying, we read Quran, we made qurbani, we sacrificed. And then pani pher diya, then we just poured water over all the good deeds. So Imam Abu Hanifa is teaching us hadith number 1, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Hadith number 2, al halalu bayyinun wal haram. All these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif. Al halalu bayyinun wal haramu bayyinun. The halal things are very, very clear. The haram things are very, very clear. Wa baynahuma mushtabahat. And in between, there are grey areas. So what we do, we look for loopholes. We look for shortcuts, you see. That is not good, my brothers. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Leave that which places you into doubt, and opt for that and choose for that in which there is no doubt. How is our income? Is our income really halal? Is it halal and tayyiba? Do we eat halal? Think, brothers. Qurbani, mashallah, we will have the kaleji, we will have the meat, we will feed the people. Hanafi say, your qurbani meat, you can give to Tom, Dick and Mary also, to non-Muslims also. Shafi say, only you must give to Muslims. But Hanafi say, you can give everybody. So all that is very good, but what about the other days? So halal is very clear, haram is very clear. And in between, there are some grey areas. Abstain from that, my brothers. Second hadith. Third hadith. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Who is a true Muslim? Is he that person, remember? Other Muslims are safe from the evil of the hands of that person and the tongue of that person. With his hand, we do so many wrong things. We touch people who are haram for us. Or we eat that which or we consume that which is haram. Or with our tongue. Remember Imam Abu Hanifa used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Swagir, Wajurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is very small. The crime it commits is very big. You tell your wife something today, after 10 years each, she'll take it out from you. Yes, sir? They got, you know, one day, this is now light-hearted, you understand. So one person and asked a non-Muslim, why you put that red dot here? You see, you know, non-Muslims sometimes they put. He said, no, that's a press button for the memory button, you see. After 5-10 years, they just press here, all the memory comes out, you see. So our women are same also. Tell them something, after 3-4 years, you told me this, you told me this. They won't get, remember that. So this tongue can cause a lot of problems also. Fourth hadith, Imam Abu Hanifa said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you can be a complete true believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Now tomorrow we're going to give charity. So what we do? Winter, but yeah, Durban, mashallah, Umslanga. That I see most of you don't wear jersey also. I'm also not wearing, you see. So excellent weather, you come by us there, Gauteng, Johannesburg, Pretoria, is already going to minus some places. For the time, we wear our big, big overcoat and jas, our scarves and all that. Isha time also is cold. Mashallah, Durban, excellent, beautiful weather. So my brother, so now we want to give charity to a person. So sometimes we give them certain things, you know, it leaves a lot to be desired. We give them socks, bichara, that poor guy wear their socks, he can see his toes, you know. Now, how can we ever think of giving such things? You must remember this kind of thing. The food went off. He said, I need to pakrai them. So just give it to them. I should study in Karachi. in the 70s. So, sometimes we had our own mess, our own kitchen, and the Pakistanis had. So sometimes you see the food coming from the house, you know. So we ask them, why you send this food here? He said, nahi, ye khana kharab ho gaya hai. So the food got bad, just send it to the madrasa. How we operate like that in this type of things? See, brothers. So what we love for ourselves, let us share with others also. That is what Islam. And see the last one Imam Abu Hanifa taught us. Min husni Islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Don't get involved in futile activities. We're wasting our life. You use. You're 20 years old, 15 years old, 40 years old. What you doing with your life? I just see emails flying to the females the whole time. Huh? What you doing? You're busy with the cell phone day and night. You have to call it the hell phone now. So this type of things. We're busy, busy. But if I ask you how many surahs you know, how many we know? What we learned in madrasa, that also we forgot. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two ahadith. I want you to learn this, brothers. Wadidtu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my heart's desire, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that everyone in my ummah, male, female, adult and child, you must by heart and memorize it. One, Surah Yasin. Surah 83, sorry, Surah 36 and 83 verses. Surah 36 and 83 verses. Every day you learn two, three verses. MashaAllah, you will know it. But who is there to take the cudgels and learn it and make that, you know, effort and so qurbani? Who's prepared to make the qurban? You will wake up tomorrow with the huffaz, with the hafiz, inshallah. Same words are hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. Go open Musnad al-Hakim. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wadidtu anna fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati." You must read and learn and by heart Surah Mulk chapter 67 and 30 verses. Every day one verse in 1 month, you will know it by heart. You will be, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be so happy and pleased with us. You see, brothers? So where's the qurbani we also have to make? Now come to tonight, come to tomorrow and all that. So you must remember that we all need to read the takbir. Already I was looking at my questions. So one brother said, I forgot to read takbir after Asr Salat. What must I do? Remember, if you forgot, then there's nothing we can do. Just make dua. What's the dua we must make? Quran taught us Surah 2, verse number 286. The last verse. Surah Baqarah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Oh Allah, do not take us for task for that which we forgot willfully or inadvertently, unintentionally. So read that. Read more takbir. Did you study the style, the methodology, the glory of the Quran? Where Allah speaks of Eid al-Fitr, Ramadan finished. Surah 2 verse 185. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Glorify the name of Allah. That Ramadan came and Ramadan went. Daytime we were Siyam, nighttime was Qiyam, nighttime was the Taraweeh, daytime was the fasting. Now we go out for Eid al-Fitr and to thank Almighty Allah is the day of gratitude, to thank Almighty Allah. Eid al-Adha, chapter 22, verse 37. What Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us? لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Read the takbir, O Muslim. Come read takbir now. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. In the khutbah and then tomorrow we will read inshallah takbir. And then Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. We must learn to praise Almighty Allah. Every one of you, or most of you, went for Hajj or Umrah. You went to Makkah. Yeah, our Haji Harun, our elder, is here. Jazahumullahu khair. Allah give him siha, afia. And I had to contact him because of my big connection, you know. I say, Harun bhai, I want to come here. He say, you just come, you don't worry of anybody. Jazakallahu khairan. So brothers, every one of us in one way or the other are a big shot, you see. I'm this, you that, he's this, he's that. Makkah. What is Makkah, my brother? Makkah means to break us and crush us. That is Makkah. We all are Mr. Somebody. When you come to Makkah Mukarramah, we Mr. Nobody. People will push you, people will tramp your toes, and you get one Pakistani guy next day, he'll be eating pan and he'll spit on you also. Don't know, understood? You say, don't kya bolte ho? He'll give you some pan, one vaccine, you know, and this type of thing. So the maaf kijiyega hamare Pakistani bhai, you see. Main par chuka hu Karachi, main khub waqif hu. So anyway, my brothers, so I want to explain to you what is tonight, what is tomorrow. So remember, Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. When you leave from your house, you're going to the Eidgah, we will be there, inshallah, Moses Mabida, that People's Park. People's Park? Yeah. People's Park, inshallah. And, quarter to 7, 6:45, the lecture will start, 7:15 is Salat, inshallah. So those of you coming there, you're going other places, wherever you're going, alhamdulillah, read the takbir loudly. You must show the non-Muslim. We will never apologize that we are Muslims, that we have a proud identity. We are Muslim, and we will glorify the name of Allah Jalla Wala. And we won't compromise on our Islam. Remember that. So Almighty Allah gave us all these ulama, darulums, imams, masajid, idgahs, tablighi ijtima. Here our Bhai Bashir is here, our elder. Go ask him the whole history of tabligh jamaat. When I go to Cape Town, I deliberately go to Haji Bhai Bashir's place. I say, Haji Sahib, tell me this, tell me this, tell me that. All our other elders who were chosen initially, all passed away. Maulana Tutla Sahib, Bhai Mota, Qari Sahib, Chota Dada Bhai, all Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus ila Allah. They made sacrifices. Bhai Bashir Sahib is here, go ask him. So ye in the tale, you got two istimas coming, subhanallah. So you must remember in Darulum, Newcastle, where I was in Newcastle for 20 years. I'm so happy. I'll try and come there, inshallah. Kya tarikh hai? 9-10-11, Haji Sahib? 9-10-11. Yeah. 9-10-11 of August. 9-10-11 August, mashallah, one istima. So we all try and go there, inshallah. You won't become a buzruk, you know, but at least we'll understand what is the purpose of life. Then I was in Camperdown, so they told me there's istima there also, mashallah. So I think that's in October, I think. So anyway, so whatever istima is taking place, we make dua, all the istimas will become kamyab and Allah Ta'ala make it up. We got so many things going on in South Africa, brothers, and here in the tale we got here. And then somebody told me they're going to change the name of Zulus. It's no more going to be KwaZulu Natal. So I asked, what is going to be? So he said, it's going to be KwaZuma Natal, you see. But I see Zuma didn't come in, you understood? They left it as KwaZulu. So they Pakro, bo, we have to make one story also, you know. So anyway, so I sent a message to Jacob JZ. I told him, Jacob, me and you, I want to meet you. You want no media, no security. I want to make you Muslim, and I'll change your name to Yaqub Jumma. You see? You see? But your Mehman may be Jumma, you know. So we make him also half Mehman, you see. I make all of you Mehman. Come, let's make you all of Haji Sahib, Haji Bashir Bhai, I'm sabko Mehman bana denge abhi. All of you read the dua. Come, all of you. And doubt. Read and make you Mehman proper. Read proper dua. Allahumma. See, they don't want to read also. Allahumma. Yammin. Kitabi. Ya Allah, give us our book of deeds, our boarding pass in our right hand. In this world, we get the boarding pass, then we go in the plane. Tomorrow I got plane after Eid, Nashta, then Rasta, I must go back, inshallah, inshallah. So my brothers, we want the boarding pass of Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So how will we get that? So you read tonight, tomorrow, Allahumma yammin kitabi, plural for me, our wife, our children, family members, Allahumma yammin kutubi, Ya Allah, give us our boarding passes in our right hand. Chapter number 90, Surah Balad, verse 18:18, Ulaika ashabul maymana. When you become a Maiman, you get your book of deeds in the right hand, not speaking Maiman language. If you speak Maiman language, it's an added bonus. But remember, you get it in the right hand, your next step is where? Jannat al-Firdaus. We made you all Maiman or not? What you say? So, ulaika ashabul maymana. You see that? So we must learn all these things here. So tomorrow, inshallah, and takbir will continue till Thursday, Asr time, including Asr. So don't forget every day and teach our wives and so forth. Then, mashallah, for Eid Salat and so forth, I don't want to get involved in too many technicalities, but we must know our South Africa is not the old South Africa where there was only Hanafis and all that. Today is multicultural and people have entered South Africa. Ahlan wa sahlan, we say Alhamdulillah. So if you are following the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali school, because the program is going out to thousands of people in thousands of places now, so we have to educate everybody. So if you are following the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali school, you're going for Eid al-Adha Salat tomorrow, so remember that Allahu Akbar, no Adhan, no Iqama. Then the Imam will raise his hand 7 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like that, 7 times. And then he will read Surah Fatiha and Surah. Then Ruku Sujood. Second rakat, when the Imam stands, before Surah Fatiha and Surah, he will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar 5 times. So 12 extra takbir according to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and both time, in both rakats, it is before Surah Fatiha. We clear? So whoever your Imam is, therefore your Salat, you just follow him. You don't make a separate Jamaat, you know, it's not acceptable. Our Imam is Hanafi, tomorrow inshallah will be Qari Hamza Desai. I don't know if I met him or not, but anyway, we'll meet him tomorrow inshallah. So he will lead the prayer for Eid al-Adha tomorrow there at the People's Park, whatever it is. So it is Moses Mabida next to it. So 6 extra takbirs. Allahu Akbar, you read Subhanakallahumma Sana. Then you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar 3 times. And then you fasten your hand and then Surah Fatiha, Surah. Then the Ruku, Sujood, all that, second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah. Then when the Surah is finished in the second rakat, Allahu Akbar, you don't go into Ruku. So 3 extra takbirs again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and the 4th time, Allahu Akbar in Ruku. So know how to perform the Eid Salat, because it comes twice a year, sometimes people forget, you know. So Hanafis is 6 extra takbir. Litukabbirullaha ala ma hadak. Majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, 12 extra takbir. So zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, beautify your Eid with takbir. And then, wabashiril muhsineen. See the link, the connection. And beautify your actions. Fulfill your duty with beauty. You got your cow, you got your bull, you got your goat, you got your sheep, you got your camel. And a lot of things happens in life, you know. Your leg stories. I mentioned it many times, but some of you never heard, so we'll tell you again. So remember, fulfill your duty with beauty. So the knife must be sharp. No one of the animals. And then no animal must be in the presence of the first animal that you're sacrificing. Which dua are you going to read, my brother, before you sacrifice? Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. The dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. You read the dua before you sacrifice. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika la. It's a sign of monotheism, tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness of Allah. My salat, my qurbani, my udhiya, my life, my death, everything is for Almighty Allah. Allah has absolutely no partner, remember that. Wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. I have been commanded, and this is, I am the first one to submit and surrender. Now when we place the knife and we're going to slaughter, sacrifice, Bismillahi wallahu akbar. Bismillahi Allahu akbar, all acceptable. But then after that, what you going to say? Those of you slaughtering, your first one is for you. You slaughtering extra one, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Muslim Sharif, Allahumma taqabbalhu min Muhammadin wa alihi. Ya Allah, accept it from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family and household of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, accept it on behalf of the entire ummah. Allah has given us wealth, my brothers. You buy one share in the cow, in the bull. You buy one share, you must remember, in the camel. Here in South Africa, we're getting camels also now. People are advertising. And remember that you slaughter extra sheep, extra goat. You make intention for the whole world. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah till the last child. Whoever passed away with Iman and Islam, so that is your nafil one. For the marhumin, everybody here lost somebody near and dear. They're waiting for you, O person, O haji, O Muslim, that sacrifice something. Allah will forgive me. Allah will elevate my rank and status. So we have the means to do it, inshallah. Then, my brothers, the khutbah. And after the khutbah, you're going to meet and greet. Hadith in Bayhaqi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua on Eid day. تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ Allah accept from us. Allah accept from you. Today we meet. Just now you will go home. You see? And you will meet your wife. So what you do? Sometimes we embrace the wife. But remember, only the bodies meet. But the hearts are not meeting. So we want the hearts to meet. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Diloku jorde ya Rab. When the hearts are united, then the thoughts are united, then there won't be rows and ructions and problems. Sometimes we're embracing our wife, you're all in the corporate world, and your secretary go past, you're embracing wife, and then you're winking eye with her. Now, what is all this, you tell me, you see? So remember that, تقبل الله منا ومنكم. Ya Allah, accept from us, and Ya Allah, accept from you also. So that's the sunnah dua. Allama Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned in the commentary of Bukhari Sharif at Bukhari. You can see the sahaba on Eid al-Adha when they used to meet. They would say, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. We all complain that the Arabs and so forth and so on are not united. How united are we? How united is our family? We don't speak to our nephew. We don't speak to our uncle, daughter-in-law. Don't speak to mother-in-law. I said it the other day. Many years ago, in Arafat, I tell you two, three nice stories. In Arafat, we all are there in Ihram. In the morning, it was 9, 10 o'clock around there, one sister came to me. She said, Mufti Sahab, I want to ask you a question. I said, Ben, ask, no problem. She said, I want to make dua now in the afternoon in Arafat. My mother-in-law must die quickly. He says, "Sande jaldi gujri bane matakut karaiti hite mandego." You see, okay, this mother-in-law must go now. What is wasting my time? Told her, you understood, Ben, it don't behove you. You're a haji. Now you came for hajj. You came for. Why you don't turn the dua the other way around? Ya Allah, I will take your mubarak name. Ya wadudu, ya wadud. Ya Allah, me and my mother, give us love, give us understanding, and you make more dua for you. Isn't that better for you? So see how we treat our mother-in-law, our daughter-in-law. So many lessons there are for us to learn. I'll tell you a nice story. It was 50 years ago. How much? So from there you can understand my age. 1395, Islamically. 1395. 74, I went to study. I was very spoiled, you know, my parents, because I'm the last born. So they told me, come back. So I knew if I come back, they won't let me go to study. So I told them that, no, this is 74. You'll come for Ramadan, Umrah, and I'll come from Karachi. Quickly, I'll get visa, no problem. So because they made Hajj in 63, Hajj was on a Friday, 63, with Allah's help. So anyway, they agreed. So we met everything, this, that, and all. So then I spent 6 weeks, they spent 5 weeks, and I... So that's one story. That was Ramadan 74. 1395 was 1975, 50 years ago, Islamically. So I told my parents, I got a lot of money now because father-in-law gave me money. I'm going for Hajj. First thing they asked, Paisa Ai, you know, our parents out there. Paisa Ai, Ba, you got money? I said, yeah, I got money. Don't worry. So then we went. That time Hajj was very different, you know, not like now. Everything you do yourself, you know. So no all this muassasa and agents, and you just do whatever you want to do. So I went to Abdul Aziz Kogir, the old man, you see. And I told him, I met a talib ilm who I'm a student, you can't charge me so much. He said, no, for you. He asked which madrasa. I said, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri. He said, I know, Sheikh, for you 50% discount. So alhamdulillah, at least student business worked here, you know. So this type of things. So anyway, so all that done. So first day Mina, then Arafat, then Muzdalifah, you see. Now the next day, you see these brothers, now you brothers, I'm addressing you now. Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, you are in Mina now. You're supposed to spend this night in Mina. Night of 11th, night of 12th. It's wajib to be in Mina, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and according to Hanafi's, is Sunnah Muakkada. Our people just run away and they go spend time in Azizia. It's not right there. You must remember in Arabic term, the 8th is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the 9th is called Yawm al-Arafah, the 10th is called Yawm al-Nahar, the 11th is called Yawm al-Qarr, Qaf Ra. Yawm al-Qarr, stay in Mina. But our people, they changed it, and they took one nukta and the other nukta, they took it out. They made it Yawm al-Farr, and they ran away. They're supposed to make Qarr, to stay. They said Farr, and they ran away. That's not Hajj, brothers. We're playing fools there, remember that. So we must be clear and understand what Hajj is. So you already pelted today, the big shaitan. Then you sacrificed, slaughtered. Then you shaved your hair, cut your hair. Now you must make tawafu ziyara. After all this, you come back, you took shower in your normal clothes. Halalahu kullu shay. Everything is halal for you, except your wife. Husband-wife relationship, still not permissible. Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, you must make tawafu ziyarat, read two rakat salat, make your safa marwa, then your wife, first make tawaf ziyarat, then you make ziyarat of your wife. I used to go for hajj, you know, many years with Allah's help. So the people ask questions. They see this one mota was so hungry, hungry not for food, for his wife. Before tawaf ziyarat, he took her to Azizia and he did everything. I say, bhai, you did all this, now you know what is there. You have to slaughter a camel. You see, what an expensive camel that is. Because he couldn't control himself, you see. So you must understand this thing there. So after tawafu ziyara, then comes wife business and all of that. So I was telling you 75, you know, 1395, 50 years ago, the Hajj. So now we came this day, the 10th day to Mina. You go yourself, know all this abattoirs in there. That Baddu is there. He bring his camel, he bring his goat, his sheep. You make a price and you slaughter, he slaughter. So this Pakistani brother came, you know, understood. And he saw that he liked it, you see. So then they made a price, 1,000 riyals, 2,000, I can't remember. So the Pakistani gave it to him. The brother gave him the camel, you see. So the Pakistani made, now they can't speak, because Pakistani people, the Arab brothers speak Arabic. I am standing there, now we understand the Urdu and Arabic. So the Pakistani made ishara like this. You must make zabah, you must slaughter, you see, sacrifice the camel. So the Arab said, no, khamsin, you must pay another 50 riyal. Now the jagra starts, the fight. I gave you 1,000 riyal, 2,000, and you still 150. So he's telling him nonsense in Urdu, he's telling him nonsense in Arabic. I am facing the camel and the camel is looking at me and I'm laughing. Now the camel also is thinking I'm laughing at the camel. Yeah, he start chasing me. Understood? So really true story, I mean ihram. It gave me one kick here at the back. From here to where your door is there, I landed there. You see? Airborne letters. Allah's fadl, Allah's shukr, no bones broke, my ihram didn't fly away. Imagine what the thing it should be. It should come in the first page of the newspaper. This guy's ihram flew away. So you mustn't. So you see, so Allah's fadl, brothers. So you see, Hajj is like that. You go through a lot of issues, you must remember. Allah's fadl comes and so many things, Allah always help us. So tomorrow, remember the Hujjaj will be pelting on the 11th, on the 12th and 13th. You should stay the extra day. Allah give tawfiq. and you pelt in the afternoon, after you pelt the small shaitans and the second one, the middle one, you make dua. And big one, you don't make dua, remember this. So all these are lessons for us. For me and you brothers, so after our Eid Salat and the dua and khutbah, all that, we'll come home. You want to have nashta, breakfast first, and then go to the farm store to find. You don't want to do that. You want to practice on the original actual sunnah. And thereafter you go straight, and then you start sacrificing, and then you eat the kabit, you eat the kaleji, you eat the liver. So that is sunnatun nabawiyah. So if we revive that sunnah, it's very good. And thereafter we start the distribution. Now I want to take you in the last few minutes to Gaza. My brothers, this is a serious topic. Today, I heard the news. Listen carefully what I'm saying. I'm not speaking from my pocket. I can give you all the news from which source I heard it. So you must remember that the Israeli population, right, the Jutlas, 70% of them say, listen carefully, oh esteemed listeners, 70% of them say, no aid must go into Gaza. We must use starvation as a war weapon and let them die because of starvation. Now we should think for a moment, these are the people, Allah Jalla wa Ala has cursed them in several places in the Quran. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ One group of prophets and messengers you rejected Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They called him Ibn Zaniya, Allah forbid. And they said he is the son of a harlot, Allah forbid, a loose lady, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And remember, they rejected Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other prophets and messengers, they murdered and martyred Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, that they martyred them and killed them. Allah cursed them, you must remember, بَلْ لَأَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah said in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ Allah will continuously punish you right till the day of justice. But Allah is the most just. Why is Allah punishing them, my brothers? Do we even understand this? So remember Hamas. Did you ever wonder and learn Arabic, all of you? Get your children, your grandchildren to learn some Arabic. If I ask you what is Hamas, what you will say? Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyya, the Islamic resistance movement. Who's the founder? Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, a man paraplegic from his neck downwards, but his mind sharp. Everything, martyred 2004, F-16 thrown in his direction, and blew him up to pieces. He came out from Gaza, Fajr time, from the masjid, and Ariel Sharon did that. What the hadith teaches us, Bukhari Sharif hadith. Qala al-Nabiyyu al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qala Allahu jalla wa ala, man aada li waliya, whoever hates my waliullah, my khasan-e khuda, my special servants, I Allah, faqad aadantuhu bil harb, I wage against you. So remember, 8 years Allah put him in sakarat. You'll only find this one place in Quran and one place in hadith. We're doing business, but we take riba, we take interest, we take sood, we take viaj. If you don't abstain from riba, interest, sood, viaj, be prepared for war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 2, verse 1, verse 279. So Almighty Allah mentioned this. And hadith, this one I gave you. Properly where we are going, brothers. See? 8 years Allah put Sharon in Sakarat. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah don't make a noise. So he passed away. His second Amir, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, he's also martyred. And now the leader, Ismail Haniya, he's sitting in Doha, Qatar, who study his life and his parents. And every Friday, his father was a waliullah. The students, the murid used to come and they used to make zikr, they used to read Quran, they used to cry, they used to make dua. They got the ruhani taqat. Who can take on Israel for 253 days, 254 days? More than 8 months already. And still they can't defeat them. This past weekend was the darkest and the worst weekend for Israel. our Hamas dispatched more than 25 soldiers straight to hell. I said they roasted them and toasted them. How can all this happen, my brothers? They said, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. It was the month of Muharram, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba came. The banner flag was given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. All of you now, when Muharram comes, New Year 1446, you're going to go for Umrah from Medina Munawwara, go to Khaybar. I've been there. All the forts are there, everything. Go and visit and see these places, all of you. Then you will understand what sahaba did, and they defeated them. So they saying, we are the army. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Remember Khaybar. Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're coming. We will either take Shahada, martyrdom, or either we will be victorious. They changed the whole landscape. The whole global narrative has changed. People used to think that Israel is a very moral army. Now they're showing that they are true colors. How they murder innocent people. How they burn the babies. More than 45,000, if you know the real figures, are martyred and murdered. And majority of them, babies, children and women and innocent people. So brothers, we must know. Cry to Allah. Ya Allah, use this. Our Arab regimes, our Muslim countries, helping Israel and America instead of helping the Muslims. Think properly. Our Haramain Sharifain, every Friday I translate the khutbah from Makkah for past 20 years. The Imams of the Haram are not allowed to use the word Yahud in their Jummah khutbah. Show me when last the Imam used it. Thus today is Sunday, Friday, this week Friday was Bandar Balila. Last week was Yasir Dawsari. Like that. Not one of them could even use the word. They never even made dua for Aqsa. They never even made dua for Palestine. Nothing. As though as everything is normal. Our haram is controlled by the enemy of Islam. Can we believe how low we have become? You know what they are doing? In this masjid of yours, Muslanga Masjid, Allah reward all your imams, all your trustees, all the musallis. You set year for itikaf, 1 year, one day, wherever. You fulfilled a sunnah mu'akkada ala al-kifaya. Hamas, our Palestinian brothers, mothers, sisters, are fulfilling, and children, a farzi kifaya. For what? For Masjidul Aqsa. They told the jutlas, do what you want to. We will die. We will fall. Our children can be martyred. We will not allow Aqsa to fall. See what they said. Bidruh, biddam, nafdika ya Aqsa. We will give our ruh, we will give our blood, we will compensate, we will give our lives as ransom for you, O Aqsa. What iman, what conviction they have. Think about it. 1992, December, we were invited, 16 ulama from here. We were still under apartheid. It was time for us to return. And then, 2 days left, one youngster, I was facing Aqsa, the youngster was facing me. I mentioned these stories many a time, to iman taza ho jayega. So we learn lessons. 9-year-old boy, you can see how tall I am. So he's standing there, we're speaking Arabic. I told him, Ya Qa'qa, tomorrow we're going to Junubi Africa or the day after. We're going to take you with. We'll enroll you in the school in the morning, afternoon, you go madrasa. Like how we went through the system. See, 9-year-old boy gave me answer, the tears started rolling. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa, Sheikh, you speaking about your Junubi Africa. If I leave from here, who will defend Masjidul Aqsa? The children got it, my brothers. I beg you, South Africans. I appeal to you as your brother, as your student, as your well-wisher. So many of you went for Hajj. So many of you went for Umrah so many times. But you haven't visited Aqsa. Do you think you really did justice? I'm in a masjid and Allah knows. The chutlas don't allow me. The last time I went, they stamped my passport and they said, we'll never allow you. You're too dangerous for us. Every program of mine for 20 years, they're recording. This program is recorded by them, by the jutlas. So you must, if they allowed me, I say, Wallahi al-Azim, in this masjid, I'll be there. They will allow me in Gaza, but we'll be there in Jerusalem, we'll be there in Hebron, we'll be there somewhere and somewhere. Allah gave you so much money, Umslanga. Allah gave you so much money and resources, O people of South Africa. How come you can't take one million rand legally? And you go there, there are so many orphans. There are so many widows. There are so many divorced ladies. And the yatama, you look at the children's eyes. One day I was in Masjid Nabawi. And then I was reading Salat. And Palestinians came. So then they told one youngster, they were speaking loud. Say, shuf, shuf, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Husayni. So I was like crying in Salat. Ya Allah, these are Palestinian children, orphans, they remembered me here in Masjid al-Aqsa. When I go to the Darul Yatama, they in Palestine, and I have to speak to them, I explain to them, Kana khair al-bashar yateema. The best of Allah's creation was also a yateem. So never consider that as an impediment. Allah will use you, provided that you are going to dedicate your life to Islam. Who is running the tunnels and underground there? You even heard his name? Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar was 22 years in Israeli prison. When you're in Israeli prison, today I gave the news from the Haaretz newspaper. They say the Israeli government is hiding the torture they are meeting out to the Palestinians from the public. 22 years Yahya Sinwar spent in jail. He didn't kill his time, my brothers. He didn't waste time. He stood up for all that. And then he learned the Hebrew language. Now he got the jutlas and jutlis. He put them all in the tunnel. Used it here, sit here. And he speaks to them in Hebrew. The children, he give them sweets. Children, they forget. They come and they kiss his hand. The jutla is looking there. We looking for Yahya Sinwar and our children are kissing his hand. You see, brothers, you need to know he built the best tunnels in the whole world. Till today, America gave the best bombs. If you are on my groups and telegram, I sent it out today. They have one tank, it's called Nimr. Masjid Namira, Nimr. They had the Tiger and so forth. So remember, it was laden with explosives and everything. 15 engineers there inside. And then they were supposed to Gaza and blow up all their houses there where they were going Rafah and so. This Hamas hit them. All of them got roasted, toasted inside the tank there. Multi-million dollar tank blown up in pieces. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. It's not you, O Hamas. It is Allah destroying them. That is our iman, brothers. So I beg you. Now you say, no, they'll ask me a lot of questions, they'll do this. You frightened for that half an hour, 1 hour. My brothers, what justice is this? Go show our solidarity with the Palestinians. Go show them, we will not forget you. You are the Qibla-i-Ula. You are Ardul Isra wal-Mi'raj. The place Nabi Musa alayhi salam cried to Allah, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Ya Allah, let me pass away next to Masjid al-Aqsa. The place where only place on the face of the earth from Nabi Adam alayhi salam right till the day of justice. It never ever happened in history. At one place, at one time, on one occasion, all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers assembled there, and it happened at Aqsa al-Mubarak. When this Ummah is awake, then remember a lot of things will happen. My name is Abdul Qadir Hussein. Did you read the history of Abdul Qadir Husseini? Abdul Qadir Husseini is one of the greatest mujahideen Palestine produced. But this Ummah never heard his name. Abdul Qadir Husseini passes away. The apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel is established on the 14th of May 1948. He passes away and becomes shaheed in April 1948. He went to the Arab countries. They laughed at him, mocked at him. They said, leave you. I will make my own army. And he fought until his end. And then he gave his life and he passed away. See, history of Abdul Qadir Husseini. Go read about Izzuddin Qassam, the Qassam Brigade. That's why they called it. They had a death sentence on him in Yemen, in Syria, in other countries and so forth. And what happens? You must remember he managed with Allah's help. He came to Palestine. He revived the jazba of jihad. Said, come on, we are mujahideen. What you're sitting here like sissies and all these type of things. Let's take on the British and whoever else. 1935, he gets assassinated. Go read the history of Palestine. What mujahideen they produced. The West and the enemies and the Zionist ones, you must forget about them. And you must know about Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. You heard of Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani? Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani is our principal, Hazrat Mawla Qasim Sema, our Bashir by nose, Mawla Sema, very well, better than me. They were in contact in those days already. So he's one of the teachers of our Mawla Qasim Sema, rahimahullah. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani went for Hajj 70 years ago. So you must remember when Pakistan was just formed and all these type of things. And then, that time, no hotels in that. You should stay in the houses with the people that they would move into one, two rooms and rent out the other room for the haji and charge them some meager amount. So the house they stood, they stayed there in Medina and all that was very, very simple people, poor people. And now the day came for departure. So then they told them, send your students here, your children. There's nothing going on here. They're not learning. Send them to Pakistan, we'll teach them Quran, Tafsir, Hadith, Fiqh, all. So when he went to read his last salami, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, rahimahullah, some of these children, they came with Hazrat. They said, okay, we're coming with you. Then he said, they asked him, Fihi Moya, we'll get water there in Pakistan. He said, yes, yes. Fihi Ta'am, we'll get food. He said, yeah. Fihi Malabis, we'll get. He said. One youngster asked, Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, one of the great scholars, Allama Kashmiri, Allama Anwar, Shabir Ahmad Usmani, these were the giants of the Ummah at that time. The youngster asked him, for Allama Shabir Usmani, that in Pakistan, will we get this haram? Will we get this haram? Allama Shabir Usmani says, Mere aansu nikal gaya. They're living in poverty, but they have so much love for Masjid Nabawi. They have so much love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rather, they will stay in poverty, but they will not go to another country. Look at Gaza. They're bribing them, leave Gaza. The small children say, never will we leave Gaza. We will live in Gaza, we will die in Gaza. But this Ummah does not know. This Bhai Bashir and them, they even met him, we also met. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. You must remember that he stayed in Madinah Munawwara for more than 40 years. The Saudi regime told him, you call yourself Amir, Amir. You can't call yourself Amir, yeah? Amir, we are the Amir. Prince this, Amir this, Amir. So Amir means prince. So Tabligh Jamaat called him Amir. You must go from here. They expelled him and I was there the day they expelled him. So remember Haji Farooq Sahib was there. So he told me that kitab mein likha hai, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make for the najdis. He made dua for Yaman. Al-imanu yamaniyun wal-hikmatu yamaniya. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to the people of Yaman. Give them iman, give them wisdom all. The master alayhi sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, for the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. The master alayhi sallam made dua for them, you see. They said, Ya Rasulullah, fi najdina, Riyadh and these areas. Nabi alayhi sallam refused. The master alayhi sallam, he knew such fitnas will come from Riyadh and Saudi, modern day Saudi. They will be a disgrace to Islam. You see. So remember that. They expelled him. But what to Izzu Mantasha? From there he went to Pakistan. I was there, I saw it when Hazrat was expelled. And remember, after 1-2 years, he came via Qatar. He knew the one prince there, active in Dawat and Tabligh. Said, Shok here, I want to perform Umrah. Went to Makkah Mukarramah, perform Umrah, came to Medina Munawwara. And then Hazrat passes away in Medina Munawwara. Who can take it away from you? Not one king is buried in Medina. Not one king is buried in Makkah. You know that? Everyone is buried in Riyadh. But you go and see, Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Warqadah, who came here to Stenger, 1981, Ramadan, and the next year, first Shaban, 1982, Wantaqala ila rahmatillah, he passes away in Medina Barid. Hazrat Mohsin Khan sahab, Hazrat Mohana Badri Alam sahab, he passes away in 65. All you students of Hifz, we just catch the Quran this way, that way, and we don't bother. Hazrat Mohana Badri Alam sahab, teacher of Muqasim Sema, rahimahullah, he, when they reopen and recycle the graves there in Baqi, his lash mubarak, his body mubarak was 100% intact. This is not fairy tales, brothers. These are true. They came to the family and asked, what your father used to do? He said, nothing. He said, no, there must be. He said, yes, one thing he used to do. When there was a hafiz of Quran, he can be 5-year-old boy, 8-year-old boy. Our beloved father, Walid Majid, should never spread his feet like this in direction of that hafiz. Respect for the hafiz, respect for the person who's got the Quran Sharif in his heart. Today, what we think? If I tell my connection, hafiz banai do, he say, ito mufat yo banno. I went to go study 74 Karachi. Monday, I left there, South Africa. Heidelberg, small place, you know. So all the people came, you know, the men. I still remember the clothes I had on, shirt, trouser, topi and all. So I'm a young guy, you know. I'm leaving tomorrow. So now the panchat, you know, one guy must just give some chabi, you know. So they call me Hafiz Sahib. He say, Hafiz ji, tame ja molvi banwano. I say, ji ji. Say, molvi no pagar to bo ochu che. Why? The man is going to study tomorrow. Give some encouragement. You come tell him about his wages. Then the next day I will start. Hafiz ji, maaf kar ja ji sahab. He will say, tame khabar che, ke mutawalli ta bo kharab che. These trustees, they terrible people. You tell their son nonsense, they'll fire you straight away. In my mind, first time I'm going my life to overseas, you know. I'm thinking, but these guys, aren't they supposed to encourage me? They start making all upside down stories. But still we went with Allah's help, Allah's favor. So brothers, if you want to make qurbani, your one son, your one daughter, make them hafiz. Make them da'i. Make them people who can change the whole world. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ حَازِمْ. Do you know who's Hazim? Hazim didn't change a city. He didn't change a country. He changed a continent, remember that. I traveled so many countries in the world with Allah's help. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. I went to Venezuela. Listen, all of you. When I went to Venezuela, I heard the story. I told him, change my ticket. I want to go to Valencia. Valencia, you get in Spain and you get in Venezuela. My brother, Muhammad Salim Asmal, he's there, our Khamush Mujahid. You see, he's making some khidmat. Allah reward him. He's a waliullah, that man there. You see him outside, Muhammad Salim Asmal. I just saw him going there now. So, Valencia, Venezuela. So the Jamaats used to come. You know, Tabligh Jamaat, India, Pakistan. So this family from Palestine. And 48, everything changed. Israel came and all. So they left there in 50. When they came there, they were paupers. But Allah made them millionaires. Such millionaires that the brothers had their own planes. One brother in London, one in New York, one in Paris. But none of them know the color of the musalla. Far from deen, you know. The youngest brother, Hazim. So Hazim, mashallah, Tabligh Jamaat come, he make khidmat. Now Tabligh is, they won't leave you. Say, Hazim, 3 days. He say, Musta'id, I'm ready. 40 days ready. The parents got upset. They say that we Arabs and you want to go learn with them. Say, oh, they're good people. When he said 4 months, the parents said, fed up. I'm not going to talk to you. He said, no, I'm going. He went inside the Kaaba also, Hazim. You see. He got married. Now his wife is expecting and all that. So he must remember. So now he's going for Isha Salat there in Valencia. That masjid is called Masjid al-Aqsa in Venezuela. So when he's going there, now he told his wife, when I read Isha, I'll come back and take you for the nikah. You know, there was a nikah in their family wedding. Allah's Qudrat is 25 years old. While he's going, he meets up with the accident, he passes away. 25 years old, his wife is expecting. Now one brother took here in Paris, one in London, one New York, they all start coming. Now there, if you get 10, 15, 20 people for janazah, it's a very big thing, you know. They saw hundreds of people coming. And all crying. Say, but why are you crying? He said, Hazim taught me how to give azan. Hazim taught me how to use miswak. Hazim taught me two rakat salat. Hazim taught me tabarak al-ladhi. Then the brother saying, when we thought our brother is crazy, but what is it he's bringing to our family? He made it a game changer. Anyway you go in South America now, you will find madrasa to Hazim. They got millions now, dollars. Now they're using it, they're flying with their jets to istimas and all. I went to their houses. There's very few houses in Yomslanga that can beat their house. Because I had to go there and give a talk and all that, you see. So remember, what they did. So see, I met the father. And then he took out his cell phone. He said, Unzur, see my Hazim. And he started crying. So brothers, one youngster, he never changed Venezuela. You go to Paraguay, you go to Uruguay, you go to Colombia, you go to Chile, you go to, you must remember, Brazil, you go to Argentina. Everywhere you will find, they finance the whole madrasa. Come, make your children hafiz, make your children ulama, we give the money. One family. Who is ready to make the qurban? So now, asadzak istikhara takaru. See, brothers, this is what we saw, we observed. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with Eid al-Adha. Allah make it a means, it becomes a change in our life, that we give our time, our wealth, our assets, for the love of Masjid al-Aqsa, for the love of Gaza, Sudan, 8 million, 9 million people displaced, majority Muslim. Syria, 14 million people displaced, majority Muslim. Do we ever cry for them? Ya Allah, make life easy for them. They don't even know where their next meal will come. Eat they went and eat they came for them already. We got 2-3 minutes left to make dua, my brothers. We have to go with the radios to different places now. So let us all turn. I'll meet you all tomorrow. 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Markaz Sahaba. We'll have a program in the morning. And then inshallah, I'll be here 6:30, 4 to 7. Inshallah, at the Eidgah, there's People's Park, Moses Mabida. And 7:15 is the talk, and then they eat salat, inshallah. So we make dua, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of us a wonderful Eid al-Adha, but let us learn to make some sacrifice for the deen of Almighty Allah. We thank our brother Muhammad Mullah and everybody else here, and Zakir and all of you. So mashallah, you make our stay here very, very good. And obviously the Capital Group and all the directors of Ansar Radio and Sirius FM. And let me dua. We got 2 minutes, 3 minutes left, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليوم الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى يا رب العالمين. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. يا الله ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے. يا الله خاتمہ نصیب فرما. يا الله حجاج کے حج کو قبول فرما, عمرہ قبول فرما, زیارت مدینہ منورہ کو قبول فرما. يا الله ہمیں بار بار حاضری نصیب نصیب فرما, بار بار حاضری نصیب فرما حرمین شریفین کی, مسجد الاقصا کی. يا الله forgive us, يا الله. يا الله on this مبارک night of Eid Adha, forgive us, forgive the ummah. يا الله we don't even know our responsibilities, يا الله. You protect the حرمین شریفین, protect مسجد الاقصا. Nasar, give our Mujahideen victory. Help all the people in Sudan, in Syria, in Libya, in Burma, Ya Allah. They want to extinguish the deen of Islam, but you said, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Ya Allah, use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Let us take the noor of Islam throughout the whole world, Ya Allah. You give us the ability, capability, O our beloved Allah. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 Inshallah, the podcast will be ready just now. Then I'll send it out, this program, tonight. And again, we remind you that tomorrow, 6:45, inshallah, that this thing will take place. The lecture will start. And don't forget to read Takbir, Fajr time and other times, right till Thursday, Asr time. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru. And I thank our brother Tobel, our brother Mundi, and everybody else here. Wa akhiru da'wana.